We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, from Clearwater, home of Philly spring training baseball, it is 94 WIP. Obviously, an exciting outlook for this Philly season. Considering the way it ended last year, an incredible run by the Phils last October, and we're certainly hoping for more great things up ahead this season. And let's be real, there's going to be greater fan interest earlier. I mean, there just is. You know, opening day is always a sellout, but I'm going to be curious to see how many other sellouts they get this year, because after going a bunch of years basically with no sellouts, unless it was some really unique situation, like maybe a Chase Utley day or something. I don't even know if that was sold out, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, we know the way it got after the Phillies made the playoffs for the first time, you know, all those years ago, 07 and 08. And then specifically, I mean, Ray, you know it real well, after they won the World Series.
You couldn't get a ticket for years.
They sold out for 2.5 straight years.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Although I did see at a story in the Inquirer last week that ticket sales are up 50%.
I'm sure they are.
Which is huge. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Well, they need to start hot. As it's as important a season as I ever remember for the Phillies to start hot, because if they start hot, then people just keep showing up.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, so Charlie Manuel joins us in a half hour. Obviously, you can talk Phils baseball, but the big thing today is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. If you're just waking up to the news, he signed with the Detroit Lions last night. It's a one-year deal, $6.5 million guaranteed. The possibility to go up to $8 million. I find the whole thing incredibly baffling. Of course, we have a Twitter poll question of the day.
Brought to you by Arm & Chevrolet. Routine maintenance to major repairs. Arm & Chevrolet Service Center has same-day appointments available. Certified service, armandchevy.com.
Today's question, who do you blame more for C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being an Eagle and no longer being an Eagle on the terms that he got with Detroit? Again, 1 year, $6.5 million. Do you blame C.J. Gardner-Johnson more for overplaying his hand and kind of missing the window earlier in free agency when more money was left from the Eagles and other teams? Or do you blame Howie Roseman more for not getting this done? John, what's your answer to that?
I blame CJ GJ.
I blame Howie.
I think CJ GJ overvalued himself.
He definitely did.
And he was unaware of the risk he represented in the Eagles' eyes. There was not enough performance on the field last season because of the injury, really unfortunate injury with the, you know, kidney.
But it was only a month.
Only a month.
5 games, right?
The guy's only been, but that's, you know, I mean, a third of the season for the guy. It's a small sample size of excellence for CJGJ. And then you throw in the off the field stuff where he's constantly engaged socially in a way that makes the team feel uncomfortable. You know, that affects your value. CJGJ is a safety who was hoping to rake it in like the best in this league. You know, a top 10 safety in terms of payday.
Yeah.
That was his mindset.
At a great age.
Heading into, 25 years old.
Great age, great health.
It all made sense. And people were talking this 5 years, $65 million is what this guy should expect. And clearly, the NFL teams had worries about CJGJ that he was unaware of for some reason. So I blame him. I blame his agent. I blame that whole team for being less aware than they should have been about the truth of his situation. It is remarkable to me that $6.5 million for 1 year compared to what I thought he would get heading into was $13 million for multiple years.
See, John, I agree with you, but that's why I'm surprised you're not more ticked off. Because what you're saying about the Twitter stuff is true, but we saw him as a player. Like, guys, let's not lose sight of this. Eagles just lost a really good player.
The silver lining?
A really good player. at a great age with good health and a runway for potentially the next 5 years of pro football, and he's gone, and he's gone for a bad
pittance.
Or, for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
and
that,
he's
that,
gone, and he's left acrimony in his wake, yeah. I would imagine. You know, we don't know what real, you know, how heated things got behind closed doors. It couldn't have been pleasant that entire duration. I mean, he was waiting around for a week, and finally things got done. You know, I think it's likely that he's burned bridges to some degree on the way out, and that's unfortunate.
It's probably true, but it still doesn't explain to me why no one else in the league wanted to give him more. I don't
know. They probably wanted to give him more years, but not at the money he wanted.
Yeah, but he's good enough to warrant it.
It is
just
surprising.
Feels like they bungled this.
But all right, let's go to the phones.
His team, him and his team.
We'll ask everyone, but also the Eagles, they bungled it too.
I think it sets a great precedent. I believe this organization did the right thing by giving him – they offered him a multi-year deal, and they said, this is our price. This is what you're worth.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Yeah.
Give me a straight-up answer. What do you think Jalen Hurts would have rather had happened? Fletcher Cox is gone and C.J. Gardner-Johnson is here? Or the inverse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I
although
hear
it does seem like the players, they all are very supportive of Fletcher.
I know they
much
are,
more
but,
so than I
but you
am.
You know what
as
I'm
a fan.
Saying? I mean, they're the dudes that are out there playing. They know he was good. Look, to me, this is kind of like when the Eagles got Bradbury last year. That's not what the Lions just got. They just got a good player with health at a good age for a cheap price for a 1 year prove it deal. Good for the Lions. I think it's bad for the Eagles. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Brett in Coatesville is with us. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Joe. Once again, I have to recuse myself from the opportunity to win a prize because you're coming on here with buns takes. So, listen, John has said it. You got to go back to the beginning. How did we get him? How did we acquire him?
Trade.
In a
they
trade.
We acquired him because the other team didn't want to pay him.
Right, but we acquired him in a trade.
Correct.
In which we got the better draft pick. The NFL was already doing their homework on him. If he was available for trade, there were other teams that would have been in on that if he was available for trade.
But, Brett, is this guy the devil and we don't know it? I mean, come on. Like, just because he does some dumb stuff on Twitter, come on. I'll just say this. I know of nothing with C.J. Gardner-Johnson that makes me view him as – a toxic guy that you can't have around. I mean, they almost just won the damn Super Bowl because he was a part of it, and he was really good. Is he like the worst human being ever, and we just don't know it?
I think there is a toxicity level that people were uncomfortable with because NFL teams do not give away 24, 25-year-old players that are on the uptick. They just don't do it. And if you think back, think back to when you heard people speak about CJ. The first thing you didn't hear, the first thing you heard them talk about was not his talent, was always the way he talks. He talks a lot. You heard our coach say, I had to tell him in the season, like, hey, we're on the same team. Tone it down.
He's fired.
He did not have the tenure or the resume where the nonsense outweighed. Where the nonsense outweighed production. He just hasn't been around long enough for that to be the case.
Look, I think
and
the market
bears that out.
Brett, I think it's a big factor. I guess what I'm saying ultimately is I think the Eagles should have, for lack of a better way to put it, overlooked that stuff or just worked with him on that stuff and still.
And then and last thing, I don't think he doesn't strike me as the type of person that would be willing to be humble enough to give the Eagles a call back and say, this is the deal that we got. Can you guys match? He doesn't strike me as that guy. So
like,
I put it all on him, 100%.
They might have been really ticked at each other the last 10 days. And Brett, give me a great answer, a combination from TV and movie, the same actor. Who do you got?
I'm recused from it until you start giving better takes in the morning, Joe. You have to do better. I still feel like
clear,
I want to bend your fingers
takes,
back
Brad.
All the way.
I just give you my opinion. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. John, what were you going to say there?
The idea that the communication, remember, we thought the Eagles said to all of these free agents, hey, let us know, you know, we're friends here. Let us know what the market is indicating for you, and we'll see if we can match it. did things get so acrimonious that the match was not attempted?
Well,
you know, by the end, when the Lions came in and they said, all right, here's it. Here's the bottom line: a year, $6.5 million, $6.5 million guaranteed, and up to $8 million.
Yeah.
Did he go back to the Eagles with that?
Well,
or was he already to the point where he was like, "I'm out of here"?
Totally.
I punched my ticket.
Remember, he put on Twitter about 3 days ago that disrespect is real.
Yeah.
So it obviously
it was an ongoing saga
where it
felt like every day for a while there you were going to get something. And I think it's very possible that things turned the wrong way partway, you know.
But here's the
last week.
I agree with you. But just here's something I don't want to lose sight of. To me, this is fascinating, and I hope someday we know the full story and the true story. And obviously, we know parts of it, but we're also just kind of pecking away based on what we know, which is not everything. We know this based on what was reported by a lot of the Eagles beat writers after the story broke last night that he had signed elsewhere. That the Eagles did, in fact, initially offer him a deal.
Yes.
And it was a 3-year deal, which has to be, for a certain degree of commitment, $15 to $20 million would be my guess. My point is this. They obviously valued him enough 7 days ago to offer him that. My point, when I said earlier, is he the devil and we don't know it? I mean, he's not the devil. He's not the worst guy ever. Because He's emotional.
Yeah.
But they liked him enough that they did want to keep him.
At their number,
yes. And initially. Did it get so ugly in the last 7 days that they no longer didn't? Or did they just run out of money? And did they run out of money in part because they gave Fletcher Cox $10 million?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly.
But here's the question, John. Here's the question. Was that a mistake by Howie Roseman? That's the heart of the matter. That's my contention. This guy's last guy's telling me I don't give takes, by the way. I just tell you my opinion. All right,
because they're different.
Well, listen, my opinion's my opinion. I got to give you a hot take. No, I don't do that.
How is your opinion different than a take?
Because take has a bad connotation, and I don't play that faulty nonsense game where people just spout off stuff to try to get attention. I hate that.
It's just an opinion.
No, but it's a synonym.
A take is an opinion.
No, but then people do segments. Oh, come on, next is the hot take segment. Get out of here. Don't waste my time.
He didn't say hot take.
He said
no,
cake.
But it's all sort of viewed the same way.
You're upset about this.
No, I am, because it has hurt sports media in America, and I'm offended by it as an American citizen. But here's my deal.
What are you talking
about?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously, initially wanted him, and I guess they ran out of money, but they ran out of money in part because they gave the money to Fletcher Cox, and that, to me,
time was ticking,
is where the mistake was made. I mean, guys, we had a clear, is delineation the word?
Yeah,
all right.
Nice job.
We had a clear delineation when this whole free agency thing began. There was a top tier. It was Bradberry, Hargrave, and Gardner Johnson in some order, with Slay being a comparable player but a different situation, under contract, maybe get cut, maybe get traded. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe a new contract. Those are the four. And then you had all the lessers. Cox was a lesser. T.J. Edwards was a lesser. Marcus Epps was a lesser. I mean, somehow Hargrave gets $84 million, and Gardner Johnson gets $6.5 million. Makes no sense.
But that was our ranking. It was our top three. We overvalued CJGJ. That's the point.
But, James, you can't tell me that the Hargrave, like, let's say per year, Hargrave gets $20 million a year, Gardner-Johnson gets six.
You can't tell me
Hargrave is three times better than him.
I can tell you that the NFL thinks he does.
The NFL values him three times more because he's a D-tackle who gets sacks.
And the NFL's wrong.
And that's worth a lot more. There's not as big a difference between CJGJ and the rest of the safeties as there is between Javon Hargrave and the rest of the defense.
Rarely in my life have I been this baffled by a contract in sports. I'm perplexed and honestly frustrated. I really am. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie from Clearwater. Charlie Manuel joins us at 7:30. You can call all day because, believe me, WIP is going to react all day to CJ Gardner-Johnson no longer a bird on those terms, 1 year, $6.5 million. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Brought to you by Window Nation. We are live here at Philly's spring training in Clearwater. Up next, we will talk to Charlie Manuel at 8:30, Alec Bohm, and then at 9 a.m., John Middleton. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson took a one-year prove-it deal with the Detroit Lions, reportedly $8 million with $6.5 guaranteed. Several reports say the Eagles did make an early multi-year offer to Gardner-Johnson but moved on to other players. Trey Turner, ready for the regular season. 3 home runs, 8 RBIs in his last 5 at-bats. Team USA routing Cuba 14-2, advancing to the World Baseball Classic Final. They will face the winner of the Mexico-Japan game tonight. Beat the rush with off-season pricing at Window Nation. Get 2 windows free with every 2 you buy and pay nothing for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Sunny today, high of 53. It is currently 29. Get in on the college tournament. Download the Bet Parks app. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. To listen to 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. I almost said last segment, when, John, you said communication breakdown, I said, all right, we got to play Zeppelin communication breakdown. Here we come back with Zeppelin, but it's a different song. Look, I just can't believe it. I can't believe C.J. Gardner-Johnson only got a one-year, $6.5 million deal and, as such, is no longer an Eagle. I find the whole thing bizarre. His agency, the agency that represents him, tweeted out the following. Because the Eagles obviously you know, let's be real. They got to local writers who have been tweeting about the fact that the Eagles initially – and Ray just alluded to it – that the Eagles initially offered him a three-year deal. But as I said to John earlier, it's like, yeah, well, what were the terms that they offered? So here's what the agency that represents C.J. Gardner-Johnson tweeted. It says, perception versus reality. 1 year real versus 3 year fake. Which sounds better to you? And then the tweet continues by saying, one – 1 year deal equals $8 million, or two, a 3 year deal, $24 million max, with $17 million in year three. Which one are you taking? And then at the very end has a microphone, a mic drop, it says. So here's the deal, John. The last part is the key to this tweet. What the agency is saying is they were offering him $17 million in year three, knowing that the Eagles wouldn't pay him $17 million in year three. So they were essentially offered C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the Eagles were. This is according to the agency. 2 years for the first $7 million for the first 2 years, which C.J. Gardner-Johnson should turn down. I mean, when we talked earlier about, you know, what would you like?
I can't imagine that's what the contract looked like, though.
It's what the agent's saying.
I'm surprised the agent tweeted that out.
I'm shocked by it. Yeah.
Well, it shows you how bad the blood got.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, you know, this agency is going to have to deal with the Eagles
again.
That's
my point. They represent other players. They're going to have to deal with Howie again. Howie's not going to forget this. I'm shocked they did that.
But you know, the agent's also not going to forget that they think their guy got done dirty on two ends. One, that he didn't get offered more. And two, that the Eagles are, let's be real, they're leaking information to local writers saying, well, we offered him a three-year deal. Because what the Eagles do in that moment is they try to put it on the player to tell the fans, eh, it was his fault. Wasn't our fault. It's his fault. We offered him a three-year deal. It definitely got ugly, man. It definitely got ugly. But it results in the Eagles losing a really good player at a good age.
At a fair price.
We just
at a crazy low price. Forget fair. I'd call it an unfair price.
Below market.
Do you think that's realistic?
Well, the market.
What they're putting out there, do you think that's realistic? That it was $7 million for the first 2 years? I think the bonus, the way these things are constructed, when you tack on $17 million in bonus, that likely, in my mind, means that that's signing and that's, you know, distributed over the years. So that does factor in. We have a very skewed perspective of what this contract looked like because it's through the lens of CJGJ's representation. I think it's unrealistic to expect that it was really $7 million in the first 2 years because you've got a signing bonus that's attached, and it wouldn't have been as bad as they're making. He's crying poor.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
But it just, to me, is so weird that a player who I think is a really good football player and a player that fans prioritized the most entering this offseason of all Eagles eligible free agents, that this guy got so little.
But that was a mistake.
I think it was a mistake, too, and I said it at the time, but I also think the players were comparable. I agree with you. I think I put C.J. Gardner-Johnson third. I think he was behind Bradbury and Hargrave, and I was very clear about that. But I was also very clear I didn't think he was that far behind. Let's go to the phones. It's a wild turn of events. Charlie Manuel joins us in 5 minutes. Your reaction to the news that Gardner Johnson is no longer an Eagle and left for such little money elsewhere that obviously the Eagles were not willing to give him. No wonder it got so personal. Mike in Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Listen, I got to be honest with you guys. I think there's more to it that nobody's talking about. Are the Lions a contender?
How much does that
ring mean to you?
They're a playoff contender.
Yeah, but Mike, remember this, man. Things change quick in the NFL. I mean, the Eagles were 4-11-1 2 years ago, and only 9-8 last year. And then they had the best team in football and lost the Super Bowl they should have won. I mean, these are the kind of moves that can change the team's fortunes. I'm not saying the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they are, but they certainly have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs.
And I think that's what it comes down to is. You're also basing your entire career. Like, so you want a better shot of having that ring? Well, I get it. That's crazy if what their agent's saying, $3 million or whatever the heck they were going to give them. Like, that's just really insane. But for the first year, whatever it is. But yeah. I don't know. I just think that's his fault. Maybe he should have tried that with, what the Lions gave him. Like, do a one-year deal, trial deal, or something. But
first off, he's going to be a free agent again in 12 months. Yeah. Let's start with that. Unless he gets a deal with Detroit during the season, if they see him playing well and give him a new deal.
He wasn't going to give a one-year prove-it to the Eagles because in his mind he felt like he already did.
I think that's probably correct. Yeah. Yeah. Mike, give me a great answer, man. Best answer ever.
I'm going to go with a little Vinnie Barbarino, Welcome Back, Kotter, John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, or you can go Grease.
All right, I'll write down Pulp Fiction. You said that one first. You got it, buddy. Let's go to Chris right now, Northeast Philly. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, first of all, man, Trey Turner, he is a monster. I can't wait to see that guy in red pinstripes. Yeah. What a weekend for him, huh?
Yep. Very cool. It is very cool.
Yeah. He's gonna be awesome to watch for the next 11 years. Oh, I can't wait. So as far as CJGJ, I don't know. I don't know where the blame falls. I mean, seems like it got heated on both ends. What do you think the over-under on how long that agent's tweet stays up? Is that another deleted tweet?
No.
All right. And do you think there's any chance that we bring Jalen Mills in here to play safety, him back to the city, or no?
I think there's a great chance.
I do, too.
And there are other names, former players.
John Johnson? Not the overnight talk show host.
Rodney McLeod.
Ooh.
Rodney McLeod.
Absolutely.
Is, former Eagle who could step right in and do some things. Reed Blankenship is going to be leaned into this year, but then who's the other safety? Is it's not going to be Kayvon Wallace.
Josiah Scott.
All right. I like the idea of Jalen Mills.
Well, we always when Jalen was here, we always knew that safety could be part of his future. Because he was not a great cover corner, but he was a good tackler.
Yep, tough.
And he's tough.
He's got the mindset.
Yeah,
we adore him. I like the fit.
It's certainly possible. Chris, give me a great answer. A combination of a TV success and movie success. One actor. What do you got?
All right, I'm going at Chris Pratt, Parks and Rec, Andy, and Star-Lord, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
You got it, Chris. Appreciate that phone call, man.
Joe doesn't know who that is.
He knows neither of them. Neither of
really?
Them. The person or either character.
I don't know. I'm 0 for 3.
Yeah, wow. That's my point. You're 0 for 3. Yes.
So, okay, I get the Pratt guy confused with the Hemsworth guy. And who's the other Chris?
Evans.
Evans, yeah.
Captain America.
I see that. I see the...
Rhea,
yes.
These three guys.
Yes.
And a fourth guy, yes, who's not famous. Could all walk in the room. I wouldn't know which three are the famous guys.
Really?
I
really
would. Well, you know, you'd probably be like, "Wow, those are two very
no, I'm sure
magnetic, handsome fellows."
No, I get it. Like, but let's say you had
Chris Hemsworth. You're probably like, "You're someone." All right.
Let's say you had four good-looking guys walk in the room, all similar physical stature.
Sure.
I won't know. Like me and those three guys.
I knew you were going to do that.
You know,
I knew that's where that was going.
Hey, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. We'll talk to the great Charlie Emanuel, who joins us in a minute.
Let's talk about my friends at Window Nation. Have you noticed your energy costs have been rising dramatically? Energy prices have increased over 14% since last year, but it isn't too late to do something to fix your high energy bills. Beat the spring rush with the last month of off-season pricing at Window Nation. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down, zero monthly payments, and pay zero interest for 24 months. New windows will pay for themselves with the energy savings on your energy bills, and you'll pay nothing for two full years with 0% financing, saving you hundreds of dollars. Go with the window company that has installed nearly 2 million windows, including mine, by installers with over a decade of experience, only using top-of-the-line installation materials. That's why 96% of installs require no follow-up service. Call 866-90NATION. Get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit, plus make no down payment, no payments, and pay no interest for 24 months. Tell them Rhea sent you.
All right, Joe to Cameron and John Ritchie. We got Rhea and Seltzer, and we got no longer C.J. Gardner-Johnson on the Birds. I still can't believe it. I really can't. And I got to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Who you blame more? Is it C.J. Gardner-Johnson for overplaying his hand, or is it Howie Roseman for just bungling the situation and losing a quality football player? All right, so that's a major topic today, and so is the Phils. The Phils getting very close, by the way, to the start of a new year. New season begins in 10 days with opening day. Most of the players are here. Phil's got a game this afternoon. Some of the great players, of course, are still playing in the World Baseball Classic, like Trey Turner, smashing home runs every game. And for more on the Phils, we turn to a legend, one of our great friends. What a guy. The skipper from the 08 Phils World Series winning team, Mr. Charlie Emanuel. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing good. I want to ask you my first question. Though,
uh-oh.
Is,
this is an uh-oh right away, John. I can feel it. Go ahead. I'm bracing myself, Charlie. Go
do
ahead.
I have to call you Jody, or can I call you Hammer?
You call me Hammer. You call me Hammer. Let me ask you a question, Charlie. Why isn't there a statue here at the Phillies complex of me from my exploits at fantasy camp? Because with that 500 on base percentage, I think I at least was statue worthy.
Yeah, well, the problem is baseball, there's a Mendoza line.
Yeah.
And actually, you haven't crossed it yet.
Yeah. So
wow. So you were Joe's coach at Fantasy Camp.
Yeah, one game. It was great.
How good is he? We hear one thing from Joe. Yeah. What's the real truth?
Well, I would say he's a student that I couldn't reach very good.
I thought I was like Ted Williams, but maybe not. Yeah. All right, Charlie, it's great seeing you. Yet another baseball season. How do you feel in this season? I mean, you must be excited. It's big expectations with what happened last October. It's what a time now for everyone that loves the Phillies, knowing that for the next 6 or hopefully 7 months, big things could lie ahead.
Yeah, I think expectations should be big. I think that we got Turner. And it's going to make our lineup much better. I think that we're going to have a very powerful offense. We're going to have balance in our lineup. We're going to have power. We're going to have added more speed. I think our defense is going to be better than it was last year. And the only thing I can see that might get in our way is we've got to keep our pitching healthy.
Yeah.
And we just need to work on throwing more quality strikes. We got most all of our pitchers have great talent. You know, like we got some big guys that's strong and can throw the ball hard, and they have good off speed stuff. And it's just a matter of us really staying focused and actually our talent's going to play big. And I think fans in Philadelphia is definitely going to like the product that we're putting on the field.
How hard is it to stay grounded as a team after last season? I mean, we see the stands here for spring training full, chock full.
How, not at 7:30 in the morning.
Not right now, but later today. It would. Right. Yeah, it's just a different feel. How much of a challenge does that present for the Phillies to stay on top of that?
I think it's a big challenge, but at the same time too, I think it coming off of last year. They're definitely they learn a lot from playing in a World Series. And I've talked to a lot of the guys, most all of the frontline players and everything like that, the guys that we expect them to have big seasons, they'll tell you that the postseason was so much different from what they thought and how much they loved playing in it and how the competition is so much better and things like that. And I think that's last year's going to definitely help us get into the start of the season. And I think from there, I think we win some games coming out of the gate, and you go see our fans come back, and we're going to run off a string of sellouts.
I'm hoping, Charlie, you guys had that in your time. I mean, what was that like to play in front of a home sellout 2.5 straight years?
I think people don't really realize how much that plays a part, because if you sit in a dugout when our ballpark's full, there's an oar and it's loud. And it's energy, and it creates a lot of life.
Yeah.
And if we have some players, what I say is energy players, and Turner's definitely one of those. I mean, we got Harper's an energy player. I mean, we got some guys that love to play. Our center fielder, we got guys that hustle. We got guys that got good strides and stuff when they run and everything they do. It creates a kind of a ease or but it's energy and it's life, and we stay focused. And it's hard to tell what kind of offense we can have, because we, on paper, we got a big offense.
No doubt. Charlie Manuel with us here. Charlie, those years we just referenced, every year, core was pretty much the same, but you would sprinkle in a new player or two. Roy Halladay joins, Cliff Lee joins, Roy Oswalt joins. This year it's Trey Turner. Tell us about, especially the listener out there that maybe doesn't watch as many Nationals games or Dodgers games through the years where he excelled. What is it about Trey Turner that makes him such a special player?
He's an energy player, but at the same time, he's a good hitter. He's got a great swing. He swings a bat. He doesn't push the ball, and things like that. And he has a live bat. The ball jumps off his bat, but when he runs, his stride and the way he slides, the way he plays the game, it's everything like Jimmy Rollins and Victorino and Utley and them, when you watch him. I compare him a little bit to Utley as far as what he brings to the table from an offense standpoint and also the hustle part. And I think the fans in Philadelphia are going to really fall in love with him.
Trey Turner, unbelievable job in the World Baseball Classic. You being having played in Japan, Japan factors into this WBC a little bit. You, Akahari was your nickname over there.
Akahoni.
Akahoni?
Akahoni.
Akahoni. And that's
right. What does that mean? The big home run hitter? What does that mean?
That means the Red Devil.
The Red Devil.
That means strength. That means a whole lot of things.
Are you keeping up with the World Baseball Classic?
I sure have. Basically, I think that's what it's going to boil down to is Japan and U.S.
How was you when you were training over there in Japan? How was your training different?
It's more, a lot more, as far as conditioning. More running, more every from a conditioning standpoint. More running, playing every day.
You big into all that running?
Yeah, I think the one thing I brought back from Japan with me when I became a coach and a manager is their work ethic. And now when I go over there, it's changed and it's more like the work ethic that we have here. But before, when I first went to Japan, believe me, that's the best shape I was ever in. Huh. And what I bought back was reps. And we weren't talking about rest. We was talking about reps. And, I look at the game and people say when they talk to me, I think when you say rest, I think if you're in shape, you do recover. But I think at reps is what makes you a better player. And it makes you a hard worker. It makes you more mentally tough and everything. And that right there is how I used to think about developing players in the minor leagues. And I think that works. I mean, that's if a hitter's struggling, and the more reps he has, if he has quality BP and everything, he becomes a better hitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he tries every day to master his craft, he won't never master it, but he will get better.
Charlie Manuel with us. Charlie, let me ask you this. About 20 years ago, Ed Wade, when he was the GM, brought Paul Owens back in, senior advisor. The team has followed suit with yourself, Larry Bowe. I mean, it makes the fans so happy to have you involved and Bowe involved. What's this stage of your baseball life like for you? You're not as involved as you used to be, but you still have a big say. You're still front and center doing media interviews and connecting with people and scouting for the team and trying to help them figure out which guys to sign. What's it like for you?
I love what I do. I mean, I still love baseball just as much as I did when I was a manager or playing. I think playing is the ultimate thing you can do. And then after that, I think being a manager of a big league team and the competition and competing every day in and day out, and also being a boss and trying to outdo the other team, I think that's a big challenge. And I really like it. And also I like the fact that when you're in charge, you can gamble, you can take chances and things like that.
But not if you're Pete Rose.
Not if you're Pete Rose. But at the same time, you know, like people are going to second guess you and things like that. It's all part of it. Don't listen to them. Just keep walking. Hey, don't stop because a bullet might catch you or whatever. But
so you're happy doing what you're doing.
Without a doubt.
How much do the Phillies rely upon you for your institutional knowledge, you know, the players? Hey, Charlie.
Well, I think I have conversations with the players and also, you know, like about their hitting and stuff like that. You know, like I'll talk to almost every player. But at the same time, too, we got a good hitting coach, and he does a good job, and he's a really hard worker, puts a lot of time in. And our players really, you know, like get to work a lot of information and stuff and practice out of their routines. And, you know, like, so I talk to Kevin more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, what's the impact going to be of no shift this year? Guys like Schwarber, other left-handed players, are we going to see their batting averages go up?
We're going to see you guys, when you say Schwarber and Harper, you said that because they're left-hand hitters?
Yeah.
I say Baum's batting average is going up.
Yeah. Mm.
And the reason is because you guys remember a couple years ago when he got off to a slow start?
2021.
And I always say watch the game. And he was hitting balls on the right side of the diamond about as hard as you can hit. And if you go back and look, I guarantee you is nowadays they got a say in barrels. That means you hit the barrel of the bat. And I bet you he had more barrels than anybody in big leagues, and yet he was struggling. And because that they played him like a left-hand pull hitter. Huh. Now that he's learned how to pull the ball and stuff like that, and he's hitting to his strength. The middle end is his strength, and he's turning baseballs instead of pushing them out to right field. He's going to be stronger. His power numbers should go up some, and also his batting average is going to go up.
His defensive improvement was awesome, tremendous, Charlie.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bobby Dixon does a good job with him. We got good coaches. I like I like all of our coaches. I like our manager. I like our general manager, and of course, I like Middleton. You know.
Yeah.
I like John Middleton. You know, like course, he's really. Yeah. I mean, he shows what he showed by the fact that he goes out and gets Turner and Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos and guys like that and Wheeler, you know, like that shows that he wants to win.
Well, and also, Charlie, if I could, because, you know, this is something people might not know as much about, but, you know, John Middleton played a really big role when you were sick a few years ago of really helping you out. I know it got kind of dicey there.
Yeah. I would say that might have saved my life, really. And wow. I mean that because I was in a hospital in Winter Haven, and I didn't have a room after operations, and I went through two major operations in about 24 hours. And when I flew back to Philadelphia, definitely I got the treatment and everything, and also, you know, like the attention that I needed.
And that was his private plane, right?
It was his private plane.
And this was a short time before the pandemic, I believe, and so late 2019. And that's. A lot of people probably don't know that. That's an amazing thing that he said, here's the plane, let's get you up here to a better hospital immediately.
Without a doubt, I'm telling you, definitely It definitely had something to do with me talking to you today.
Wow. That's amazing, Charlie. Like that.
So how do you what's your take on the pitch clock?
The pitch clock, I haven't really made a decision on it yet. Mm-hmm. I think a pitch clock, when I think of it, I think pitchers like Jamie Moyer or Holiday or Hamels, kind of like the pitchers that we had, when they pitch what we call a real good game, they can handle the momentum of the game. They can take it down. They can bring it up. And you sometimes, like stop and slowing it down. And I think that might interfere with what you call a Greg Maddux style of pitching and things like that. And hopefully it don't, because, that's part of the game too.
Well, you're right. But here's my argument, Charlie, why I love the pitch clock. The players, both hitters and pitchers, abuse the privilege of not having a clock.
I agree with that.
I mean, it was just to have a baseball game start at 7:05, go 9 innings or 8.5, and it ends at 10:30, it's ridiculous.
Right. I agree with that. The games do go longer. And the minor leagues last year, I would say that the games were 30 minutes shorter. And that's if you stop and think about the time-wise, that is a difference. But at the same time, I haven't seen it at the major league level yet.
Mm. Right, right. Well, in spring training games, I know they've been about 30 minutes shorter. So, right. We're going to obviously see season starts in 10 days. Charlie, when are you getting up to Philly? What's your first you up there for opening day in a week and a half?
I'm going to be up there at opening day. I think I'll go to Philadelphia on the 3rd. And I'm going to do something with a steak sandwich or something somewhere for kick off a season.
Get a couple for Richie. This guy can eat. This John Richie guy can eat over here.
He's supposed to eat. Look at him. hey, who does John put you in mind of?
Oh gosh, Pee Wee Herman?
No.
Hold on. Let me think here.
A Southern rock.
I don't know. I mean, Owen from Star Wars. I don't know if you know that. Uncle Owen from
Uncle
Star
Owen.
Wars.
Uncle Owen.
Yeah. He looks like Uncle Owen. It was Luke Skywalker's uncle.
Yeah.
He looks like Owen Barut. Is that the name, John?
Yeah.
Barut? No, it was Aunt Barut.
Aunt Barut. And
Uncle Owen and Aunt Barut.
I think Jason Worth puts me in the
mind. I see that.
I'll take that. I feel good about that, actually.
I know Worth got $126 million or something, and John, not so much. But you're not wrong there.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Worth is not going to give us away any of his money.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
By the way, Charlie, nice seeing him back in the fold. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it got a little weird. He goes to the Nationals. He made some comments for some years. But I thought the last 2 years or so, organization bringing him back, Jason being willing to come back, him throwing out first pitches last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
He sent me a text yesterday. He showed me a picture of a horse, and he named it after me, my middle name. And he gave me three choices, Captain Fuqua or Dr. Fuqua. I chose Dr. Fuqua.
Wow.
Because of my middle name.
An honor.
And I usually don't tell people my middle name because –
being not proud of it?
No, not really.
So, Charlie, I can maybe.
Unique name.
I can maybe top you. It's not so much what the name is, it's how the name came to be. So, my middle name is Gerald.
Yeah, okay.
And something I revealed a few years ago, and I will say revealed because John really wanted me to get to this. I am named after a woman.
Right.
I am named after a nun.
Right.
So my middle name, Gerald, is because my mom had a sister, Mary Gerald, that taught her in first grade. So I am named after a nun.
Okay, I was named after my grandmother's doctor, and my dad, of course.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, God bless you. It's always great seeing you, and we look forward to catching up with you more in Philadelphia. And thanks for spending a couple minutes with us today. Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me. And like I said, the Phillies are going to be very exciting this year.
Awesome, Charlie. Amen. We're looking forward to big things. Thanks, Charlie. There he is, the skipper, Charlie Manuel. All right, let's get back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark right now in Glen Mills. How you doing, Mark?
Excellent. How you guys doing?
Great.
I got a question about the CJ thing, and it was great hearing from Charlie. I mean, I'm so excited about
the
Phillies right now. But the CJ thing, how do you guys think they're going to replace him as far as that goes? You think they'll go to the draft, or do you think they're going to pick up somebody in free agency? What's your point?
I think they'll try. I don't think agency. I think they'll try, and I think they'll probably do it. The question is it a $1 million player or a $3 million player?
Well, it's gonna. I think we're gonna find an older, experienced player who's middle of the road, cheap.
Yeah, I agree. $1 to $3 million. John, they don't have much money left.
True, but we know that Howie can just move it around.
Not entirely, because he just didn't get C.J. Gardner-Johnson for $6.5
million.
But
there were other factors involved.
Don't expect a $5 million player. That's all I'm telling you. I think they're going to go cheap, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just think they're going to sign a player that's a veteran, cheap.
You'll see it'll be like a one-year deal, and it'll be reasonable.
But I also think, Mark, they will look to draft someone. Now, what we don't know is whether they'll get that guy, what round it'll be. Is it a first-rounder that can step right in, or a fourth- or fifth-rounder that's more, developmental for down the road? I mean, it's just impossible to know that yet. But my guess is they'll try both avenues.
Yeah. I hope it's somebody experienced. That's all.
Jalen Mills and Rodney McLeod are both available.
Yep.
And they're both legitimate options to consider.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I'd like to take a stab at the jersey here.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's a Zach Wheeler jersey on the line. Give me a big answer, Mark.
I cannot believe nobody picked this. And this guy used to dress up like Kamara. Tom Hanks and Bosom Buddies and Forrest Gump.
Someone did say it.
Yeah, it's been said. Rhea said
I've been holding on blind. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
All right, give us a different
brutal.
One, Mark.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's See it. You. He couldn't pivot.
Wow, dejected there.
So he could have at the very least gone, he would have lost anyway. Yeah. He could have gone Bosom Buddies and bigger Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Or Castaway.
Big's probably the most iconic if we're going iconic.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I don't know about that.
Apollo 13 is pretty big.
Oh, I
That's
love
pretty
that
big,
movie.
Too.
Yeah.
I do like, though, to. I'll say this. If you can name the actor's character in the movie, I give it more credence.
Well, Josh Baskins from Big. No idea what his character name is in Philadelphia. None.
No. Yeah.
I
know his name
you.
Is Josh Baskins in Big. So.
And again, this whole thing started because I saw a picture of Michael J. Fox over the weekend, and I literally thought, as I'm looking at him in my phone, Alex P. Keaton and Marty McFly were looking back at me. Like, there was no doubt. That's Alex P. Keaton, and that's Marty McFly. All right, let's go to the phones and go to Charlie in Marlton. What's up, Charlie?
Guys, how's it going? Longtime listener on both shows. You guys are doing amazing. I drive for a living, so you save my day. Although this morning, Charlie Manuel should be a calming app. Because this CJGJ stuff was going on. I get all fired up, and then Charlie Manuel comes on and just calms me the hell down. But listen, I think with CJGJ, my biggest thing with him is look at his position. In that position, they're there to talk in the third person. They're there to have that ego. I actually didn't think Darius Slay was going to come back because we turned him down. Then this guy, I think it's more of an ego. I think Seltzer said it too. I think he overvalued himself.
Yes.
And here we are now. Now we're back to this. Are we going to get somebody old to come in?
Yes.
As soon as I saw Fletcher Cox get signed for what he got signed for, I knew this was going to happen today. You guys are in Florida, supposed to be enjoying this stuff.
Right.
And we
got
to deal with this.
Listen, Charlie, I think the Eagles bungled it. I'm not saying CJGJ did not. He did. But the reality is this. The Eagles gave an inferior, older player who doesn't try as hard,
correct,
Fletcher Cox, more money than C.J. Gardner-Johnson got. And that is a mistake. And I know you can make the case. I know you can. Somebody can, at least out there. That they put this to Gardner-Johnson a week ago, and he turned it down, and they probably said to him, hey, dude, we're going to pivot to some other guys, including Fletcher Cox.
And you think his ego got in on that?
Time's ticking, and he said no, and then they go to Cox, and then they go to Slay, and then they go to Bradbury. And then there's, no money left. But it's still astounding to me to lose a player this good and this young and this healthy for a one-year $6.5 million.
Joe, I think you said it too. I don't necessarily – a lot of people are calling in saying it's about the Twitter. I don't necessarily think it's about the Twitter. What I think it's about is the fact that he is that young and can be guided on what – get your money and then get on Twitter. Don't get on Twitter, delete, then get – and then
Twitter
decline the money.
Twitter hurt him. There's no doubt in my mind. Charlie, give me a great answer. Combination of a TV character and a great movie character or the same actor?
Well, a bunch of mine have been taken right off the chart, but I'm going to say Steve Carell, Office and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
You know, that's a good answer.
Great answer.
That's got a shot to win. I mean, I will say this. I think one that might win is still available, and there's many good ones still available. But Steve Carell is a really, really good answer right there.
Even though you don't like him.
I don't, but I recognize a lot of people.
Really? What don't you like about him?
Well, it's not that I don't like him. It's I didn't.
You're not a big awkward humor guy.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, like Richie's face. Don't work for him.
That was quite funny.
Wow. I never got into the office. It just.
I did not like The Office either.
It just does not.
But I like him in other things.
You are
things.
Both crazy. The Office is phenomenal.
No, I tried it. During the pandemic, I gave it a fair shot. Mm-hmm. I said, I have time to watch it. Did absolutely nothing
for
me.
Yeah, I can't do it. I 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then I'm done.
You're definitely in the minority.
Although There's two of you. I will tell you this.
Why not? It's better, though, than some of the junk Amy from Villanova had me watching over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And it was mostly college basketball, but there was a mixture of, like, I mean, those shows, whatever they are, like the Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules. It's a disgrace.
So why are you watching it?
Because she's got it on. I try to be a good boyfriend. Like, you know, let her do her thing for 30 minutes sometime.
It's very, very magnanimous. Let her have the TV for 30 minutes.
Vanderpump Rules, horrendous.
Does sound horrible.
Although there are, like, some, you know...
something to look at, is that what you're saying?
Some interesting
stories. Is that how you tolerated it?
There's some interesting stories. Let's go to Justin right now in Richmond. Hi, Justin.
Yo, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great, Justin.
James Seltzer, I miss you answering the phone, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Justin.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks.
So I got a couple points. I'll go with CJGJ first. I don't necessarily know that when I started listening this morning that I had a big thought about who was to blame. You know, I don't blame a player for betting on himself, and I don't blame a general manager for having to move on and put a team together. Now, Joe, I think this might be the first time in history that you've actually persuaded me a little bit. I think the point that they went and paid an older player $10 million, who's not as good. Well, granted, I think the position is more important.
Yeah.
I think the player is not as good. So I would have saved that money until
CJ not as good. Not only is he not as good, Fletcher Cox is nearing the end of his career, and CJ Gardner-Johnson is in the prime of his career.
Yeah, I fully agree.
It makes no sense. By the way, Fletcher Cox only also plays about 60% of the snaps, and CJ Gardner-Johnson can play damn well close to 100% of the snaps. There's no scenario to me that the Eagles should have paid Fletcher Cox more than CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there at all. And then my other point, I mean, Charlie just came on, and I agree with the previous caller that Charlie is he's super funny. He was great to listen to. I'm glad you guys had him on. He was a good guest. And I mean, Trey Turner, God, I was already excited for him. He actually is somebody who I think might be the best shortstop in baseball. But after watching the World Baseball Classic the past few days, like, how can you not be excited for him?
Totally.
I mean, Jimmy, to your point earlier, like, you see how he is. How are the Phillies not going to start off hot? They're going to be great.
Yeah, no, they're going to be very good. Justin, give me a great answer, a combination of a same actor with two iconic roles.
I'm glad the last guy took Steve Carell, because I was going to say it, but I actually am in the camp that The Office is a terrible TV show, so I'm glad I didn't have to say it. I'm going to go Michael B. Jordan from Friday Night Lights with Vince Howard, and then Adonis Creed and Creed.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got it, Justin. Appreciate the call.
Is that the right TV show?
Well, he's so in The Wire. You're talking about The Wire?
Wallace or that, obviously.
Yeah, but.
I would argue it is, actually. I think he had a bigger role on Friday Night Lights. He was one of the main characters and was on it for two seasons. So
yeah. He was young.
Wallace is probably more iconic.
He was on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Vince Howard.
I have no idea.
I don't remember that either.
He was on season 3 and 4, I believe.
By the way, last caller bringing up Charlie in that interview, how wild was that? It sounded like you guys did not know that story about John Middleton stepping in with the plane.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I had never heard that before.
John, had you heard that story before?
I think, but I hadn't thought about it for a long time. It's amazing.
I mean, Charlie was really open here about the fact, because he had told me this privately before, that, like, he really did almost die.
It's wild.
And was really headed in a bad way. Wow. And John Middleton said, here's the plane. Flew the plane down here, flew him back, got him in a hospital.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty amazing story. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, we got Rhian Seltzer as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio today here in Philly's spring training complex in Clearwater. Coming up in 1 minute, and the calls have been coming in fast and furious today about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. More calls, more reaction on Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle. That's coming up in 1 minute.
Let me tell you about my friends at Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. We all have stuff to donate to Goodwill. Jeans that are too snug, household items collecting dust, and toys the kids haven't played with in years. There's never been a better time to declutter and donate to Goodwill. Get that purge going. Donate clothing, housewares, home medical equipment, and other items to Goodwill. It helps create jobs while also protecting the planet. Help keep the sustainability movement going. Donate to Goodwill today. Visit goodwillnj.org to find the Goodwill nearest you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.